All right, Tony McNamee, a disappointing night all round.
Yeah, well, we sort of dealt with a sucker punch there in the first half. We sort of scrappy enough game, and they obviously went down to 10 men very early on. And, we never really settled it in the first half, and I don't think the send-off helped us despite having the extra man.
Yeah.
To be fair, your man's done, cut inside and put on a great ball. And, I think it was Brennan, great header, like, so what can you do for the likes of that there, bar try and stop it at source for the cross, like, yeah. But we need to learn a bit more ourselves, like, we need to start a bit brighter, like, the game against Shamrock Rovers was the same. We started sluggish, we were 3-0 down, and
yeah.
Again, sort of, game's nearly over, like, but it suited them because they were able to set in with the two banks of four,
yeah.
And with Dobbs up top, yeah. Caused a bit of bother up there, like, but all in all, it's a disappointing result for ourselves.
Yeah. Ollie Horgan always says about the first goal being so vital, Tony, and even though you guys were playing against 10 men for so long, once Shelburne got their noses in front, they defended so well.
Yeah, well, I don't think we had many clear-cut chances, even in the second half when we were sort of getting a bit more on top. Like, we didn't have any real clear-cut chances. Even there, the likes of the sort of scrappiness from them, scrappy clearances and all, they might have been falling to us, but they had two or three men around it. Like, they defended the box fairly well, and you have to give them a lot of credit for it, especially when they're down to 10 men. But again, we need probably a bit more end product, especially for ourselves. If we go down to 10 men, it's very tough for us because we don't really score an awful lot of goals. We, for the majority of our games this year, we'll probably have to keep a clean sheet to win most of the games.
So St. Pat's next.
Yeah, we're lucky enough. I got to watch a bit of the second half of their game last night against Derry, but I watched their first game against Dundalk, and they looked very impressive in that there. Again, probably a lot of tired legs for themselves for the game against Derry last night. Derry looked a completely different team to the team that played on Friday night, and probably went at them with a bit more energy. We'll have to look at it. We'll dust ourselves down, get a recovery done tomorrow. And we'll have to look at it again, what way they set up, what way they play. Like, they've the likes of Robbie Benson, Chris Forrester in the middle of the field. They've Georgie up front. I think they have another couple of boys that I've heard their names, but I haven't really seen them playing, bar the couple of games since the lockdown. But all in all, some Pats up there under Stephen O'Donnell, like, they'll be fairly sharp. They'll keep the ball well. They'll work hard. And again, it will be up against it, but it might suit us a bit better than the other games, like.